Are we ready to begin?
We're ready.
All righty,
We're more than ready.
we're on Chofeyam Beis, as was just mentioned. Maisus, the question is, where should you take maisus? What's the ideal location? Minabayas and Asada? Should you take it in the field or you should take it in the house? That's the question. Let's bring a raya. Let's bring a raya. Someone who is makmid on Chuvas and Maisras. So he dies and he leaves over a magura. This is a key word here. Magura is a storeroom full of produce. Afilu bo b'yom hechnison, even if that was the day, in other words, the day that he died was the day that he brought them into the house. Okay? Harei elu b'cheskes mesukonim. It has a chazaka that they are musukan. So,
wait a minute. Is a pile? Where's this pile?
In the storeroom.
In the storeroom.
He left a pile in the storeroom, and the storeroom has a halacha like the bias. Yes. That's key over here. So, there's a question. What's the raya? It's a machlokas. The other Mefarshim and the Pnei Moshe. Other Mefarshim learned that it's a raya, that what? That he must have taken, since it was so close to death, right? Like the Gemara was about to say. Anyone nitra for die to Shah Akas? Maybe he was confused an hour before he dies. How can you be certain? Oh my gosh. How can you be certain? You need a tea or something? How can you be certain that he took the maestras? Maybe he was nitrofodaitoi, the terrace must be. He took it in the field. That's why we can be certain that it was Masukah. That's one approach. So this would be a raya, that the right place to take maestras is in the field. If the Maisha learns the opposite raya, he says no. That since it says that he left it in a Magura, why does it say Magura, which is the house, terrace is? Because the house is the right place to take the payers. Okay? So you have two different ways to learn the Gemara. One learns that it's a raya that's in the field. One learns a raya that it's in the house. Okay.
These are all non-truma, right? Truma, we already had that. You take that in the field.
The truma is for sure in the field. That we have for sure. That's for certain. The question is, what about the maestros? I'm going to interrupt the show. I'm going to go get you a tea.
No, I don't need a tea.
You don't need a tea?
No, I have a virus, right?
Okay. Yes. Doctor, can you give him something for the cough? Okay.
I'll tell you
what
I'm
going to say. Tshuva cures a virus.
Tshuva?
Cures a virus.
Amar Abun Barchi, Tiftor Shemes Mitoch Yishov. So Gemara, according to the Pshat, the first Pshat, not the Pnei Moshe. According to the first shot, the whole raya we had, well, that it, the right place to take it was in the field, is because of the fact that he's going in the house. Maybe it was nitrofodaitoi, and therefore, how could you be so sure that it was masukun? The Gemara is saying, no, maybe we're talking about where he died, we're talking Yeshivat Das. And that's when we say that we're sure that he took it, in, even though it was in the house. So that would be a way to be docha the raya. According to Pnei Moshe, this is nothing, this is just a side question. Okay, let's go on.
We don't have a proof.
Maybe it's the Gemara tried to bring a riot that it was in the field. Gemara's daicha, no, maybe it was in the house and he was made Shavat Das, and that's why you can be sure that he took it. Okay? Rav Kananya v'shem Rav Pichas Shomol im Nachacha. Say he has this different thing. This is a different way. Let's go back to a famous case. We have this in Kedushin in Bar Mitzvah. It's the case where Rabbi Gamliel is on the boat. Remember?
Yep.
He's on the ship. Taisus says over there in Bar Mitzvah that we're talking about. I think it was in Bar Mitzvah. He says it. Maybe he says it in Kedushin. I forget where he says it. He says, maybe he says it in both places, but he says that we're talking about, not like Rashi, that he's talking about Mamash Meiser, and he's taking Meiser. Rather, we're talking about it was the Zman HaBir, which is every third and sixth year at Pesach, last day of Pesach, you have to get rid of all your Trumas and Maisers to make sure they go to the proper owner. So he had, it wasn't a question of hafrasha, it was a question of making sure they get to the right location. So
didn't he traveled with a levy on the boat? And
yeah, there was a whole bunch of different people. There was a
Rabbi Gamaliel chaver?
Rabbi Gamaliel was a chaver. And that's exactly why Tosis disagrees with Rashi. Tosis disagrees with Rashi. Tosis says it can't be that he forgot to be bakar Shulmas and Maishas. He's a chaver, and therefore Tosis says we're talking about Zman Habir, which is a totally different thing. Okay? Now, he says, the Gemara is only going to quote part of the story, and that's in itself a question as to why the Gemara leaves out the full story. That's all part of the Raya. So the Gemara says, Isser Echashani Osin Lamod Nosin Lakiv Ben Yosef. We're talking about Meiser Oni. Since Akiva was the Gavai Tzedakah, so therefore giving him the Meiser Oni would be Kshayisku Al Aniyim, it's giving it to the Aniyim. So he beats the Zman Vira that way. Hadamra Min Habayis, so that tells us it's from the house. So how do you see it's from the house from that? This is a big question. And there's a whole Perish over here, a whole big thing here in footnote 10. So we'll just summarize what it says over here. So, first shot is a really pretty straightforward shot. Well, you could do it inside even. It's pretty short. It was two things. A, he neglected to distribute his miser before leaving. And B, he distributed the miser on board the ship, but not truma. So this he's now going to explain what this means. The assumption was that his failure to take miser before leaving and his failure to distribute Truma Gadola on board the ship stemmed from a single cause, which is he began his journey while the produce was still in the field. So Rabbi Gamaliel is about to go on the boat. So if the normal place for you to take miser is going to be when you get in the house, so it's not time. That's why you can't have a time on him. Wasn't mafresh miser. It hadn't reached the house yet. So therefore, he had to leave. So he left without taking miser. Subsequently, it went to the house. Okay. So, but Truma Gadola is taken in the field. So that he separated and distributed before he left for the ship. So he didn't need to worry about Truma. And that's why Truma is not mentioned in this story on the ship. Just Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani is referred to. Okay? Since Meiser is not taken in the field, he did not separate from leaving. We see it's not usual practice to separate Meiser on the field, on the threshing floor. Okay? That's one way to learn the Gemara. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, the other pshat, which is from the Evan Hazel, is a lumdus pshat, a little bit of lumdus over here, and that is that if you remember the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara brings a right from here that you have kinyan agav, that you can be machna agav karka metaplin, because after all, you can't be kinyan metaplin with mois, with kesef, so how are you going to be machna this meiser to Rabbi Akiva? So he did it by being machna him agav. So he has a rule here. The only time agav works is if you are the owner of the metalpon. But if you're not the full owner, you can't be machna aide kinyan agav. And he says that if you're being machna something that belongs to the ani, in other words, what I mean to say by that is that the ani calls man, he's able to come to the field. He's able to access this against your will. He can take it out of the field against your will. Therefore, while it's in the field, you have no shaychus to kinyan at all. You don't even have taivas hanor because the oni can take it whenever he wants. It's only once it gets to the house that he has taivas hanor. That taivas hanor makes all the difference between whether you can be machnan aide kinyan agav or not. So since you see over here, he's being machnet aide agav, it's vice tais, he has a kinyan in it. If he has a kinyan in it, it must be that's in the bias. That's the raya that's in the bias. It's a whole lumdus. Anyway, this is I show him footnote 10. It's a whole, like a whole shir by itself. Okay. Zoktim marvaita. Reb Chiya bar Abba shomay merhocha. So here's another source from the house. Mishra person in Megura, a person has his papers in a storehouse. And not since all the lady you saw the ani, and he gives a saw to the Levi and a saw to the Ani. So this is a Mishnah in Trumas, which I had forgotten the whole thing, but anyway, what it says over there is like this. Let's suppose I gave the saw to the Ani and to the Levi, and I hadn't been mafresh. I tell them, look, I haven't done the hafrosha of the Meiser yet, right? I haven't. What is it?
That's what it says, but it should mean it should say truma, no?
No. Forget about it. Truma was done already. What's going on over there is he gave a saw to the Ben Levi as my serishan and a saw to the Ani. It says in the bottom here, they weren't intended to take effect at once. They were going to take effect when the owner would select the eighth saw he wished to have tied later. In other words, he's going to do it later on. This is a classic case of Brera. I give you the one saw and for Meiser, and I have eight other saw which I'm gonna choose of Chulin, and I haven't chosen them yet. So you just hold on to that right now. Same thing for the Ani. So it's right, so it's 2/10, right? 1/10 for the Levi, 1/10 for the Ani, and eights are for myself, right? And now guess what happens? They go ahead and they leave town. And they're not around. And now, I don't know whether they listened to me or maybe they lost the two saw that I gave them. I don't know whether they even exist anymore. Maybe it blew off the bridge that fell down? The key bridge. Maybe it fell into the, maybe it fell off into the water. How do I know it even exists anymore?
Why is that important?
So if it doesn't exist anymore, then you can't say Brera. Bray Raws are going to work later on. It'll come over all my Freya. What it was that I took, what I was going to take, but if it doesn't exist, there's nothing for it to be chalon. So there's a machlokes or mayor and the chachamim over there in the Mishnah. Anyway, we're not getting to the details, but it says over there very clearly that in the Mishnah the language is that the produce was in the house. That's what it says, because it says Misha Hayu Pay Roisav again b'maguro. Which is the house location. So you see, again, this is an araya that you take mices from the house. Okay? Rabbi Abba Mori, Shamala Minhofe, he sees a different raya from here. It says, Minha Bayis, Zuchawa. This is going to be a raya for Kert.
This is from the Pasuk, right?
This is the Pasuk. The Gemara Dashans that you're going to take the miser from the house. So the Gemara Darshans, that's referring to Chala. But if it's not Chala, if it's Meiser, then it's not Menabayis, then it's going to be Menasada. So you see, Hadorah Menasada, you see, this is the Raya for Kert. We just brought a bunch of Raya, that's Menabayis. This last Raya is that the best place is Menasada. Okay?
Because Menabayis refers to Chala.
Because when Abayas is referring specifically to Chala,
everything else
is not an Abayas. Okay, that's what it says over here. The Gemara, here, let's look at the brackets over here in 17. I didn't look at it yet. Let's see, it says the Gemara side proves for each side, reaches no final conclusion. So there's dissent among the authorities. How about that? That's unusual. As to which view is followed in Halacha, some rule mice are suffering in the house. See Ramban. Rashba, Chidushi, Haran, Tabal, Metziah, or HaShulchan al-Asid. Others say it's taken in the field. Rambam 10:2, Pasa Shulchan Dumai. Okay, so there's apparently a discussion here, a big machlokes as to how to, you know, there's different rayas each way. So I guess it was just a question. See, if you were to ask me, I would have said you always go after the last one quoted. Because that's usually the way the Gemara ends is the way it's assumed to be the Maskona. I don't know if it's true here in Yerushalmi.
You got to look up the Be'er Halacha.
But yeah. So there you have it. I tell you the truth. Until now, I thought it was a Davar Pashut. We've only talked about Truma being done in the field. And I thought it was another question that the Meiser was done in the house. That's my understanding. I thought the whole question was a little strange.
Some Gemaras talk about the fact that the Levi should not come over to the owner in the field and say, give me the Meiser, Was that only truma?
I think that was truma. Kohen shouldn't clean.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. It shouldn't look like kohen on the side of the Beis HaGronos. Okay, next halacha, two. This is talking about in the name of Metzia also. If you find cut figs on the road, tzitzis is cut figs. I feel it's not steak tzitzos, even though it's on the side of other cut, field of other cut figs. Meaning, I feel meaning even though it's more than likely to have come from that field, right?
Right.
So, I feel hafi, mutaris mishum gazel. And, okay, te'ino shihinu tel hadarach. Same thing is true where you have a tree hanging over the road and you find, guess what? Other ta'inim, matzatakta'a ta'inim, finding figs under the fig tree. There are also the tars and shum gazel, even though it's obvious where those came from as well. Now, what about maestras? Because without maestras, we said already in previously in the Gemara, they're potter because they are hefgar, and they're potter from maestras completely, even when they come to the bais.
So we're saying these are not gazela because they're hefgar, right?
Right, exactly right. And therefore, they're potter from maestras even. And it's not considered nigma malakto, so therefore hefker works where if something is loy nigma malakto and impatras it forever.
There has to be that there is yush.
Yeah, there's automatic yush on this. And the Mishnah is going to contrast this with other types of fruit, such as zaysim haruvin, which are more robust. If they fall down on the ground, they won't get, you know, mias. By you know, they won't, or even if they get a little dirty, you could rinse them off and not a problem. So the olives or carobs, so chayyafim, they are subject to tithes. Meaning, and they'd be usher, which will be also miss on it, right? Yeah. It says here, in footnote 21, second paragraph, the reason to differentiate is as follows. Olives and carobs, on account of their hardness, do not become ruined upon falling to the ground. Very logical. Okay. Next.
Dates and figs, when they fall, are soft?
Yep.
So,
I guess so.
I see this little footnote, and I didn't read it, but it occurred to me that, so, when does he find them? Does the owner just have immediate use of any fig
right.
that falls, even without knowing about them?
Right, so that's Yerush Lomidas. That's right, there's a big footnote here about Yerush Lomidas, Malchus Rav and Rabbi, Abai holds Yerush Lomidas, Lo Yehavi Yerush. So the problem is, how is he going to learn this Mishnah? So the Gemara there, it says over here, let's see, you want to know what the Gemara says over there?
Third paragraph.
The Gemara concludes, in fact, both rulings can be justified according to either Shita. According to Abaya, let's just go Abaya, okay? Because Abaya is the halacha. Hilfasuk Abaya b'yalkagam. This, of course, is the yud of Yalkagam. So he says, and we're not discussing a case where he's unaware of the loss. Guess what Abai is going to say? You can't ask me a contra from this. He was aware of the loss. Okay, that's a simple point. Rather, in the case of cut figs, the owner monitors them constantly. Therefore, it may be assumed he is aware of their absence as soon as they disappeared. Okay? And fresh figs, he says that, that's certainly, I know they're going to fall from the tree. I know in advance, and I give up immediately. You know, I know, this. Forget about that. Yeah. Now, what about olives and carobs? What about that? So there, he doesn't despair from them because he's going to be able to recover it. So that's basically the idea here. Okay, so that's the shot. Next. Going a couple of pages here. You get your money's worth for the pages here. 26b. Matzah gregris, you found dry figs in the road.
So it's what is the reason why that there's a distinction between figs as compared to zaysim and haruvim? Because zaysim and haruvim are going to be they're harder, and therefore when they fall, they're not going to get smushed as much.
That's correct. The owner therefore the owner therefore does not despair.
Right. Because it's a mitzvah of the chetz itself.
That's correct.
And what about with respect to the grapes?
Grapes aren't mentioned here.
I understand. I'm just wondering.
You want to know what they did? You think grapes are like figs? I think grapes are like figs.
They get smushed.
I think so too. They get smushed. The Mishnah chose to focus on on figs, not grapes. I'm just wondering why. Usually there's a three the connection between the three.
Yeah.
Between the olives, the figs, and the grapes.
Yeah. Okay. You want to know something? The first of all, grapes don't grow on trees. They grow on vines, and vines don't lean over walls onto the street. That's not the way they grow. They're on the trellis right. Inside the yard, and usually there's dalanamas between them and the field. Okay. It's not a shkia. That's what I would tell you. Okay, matzah groydris, we're on the base. If you find dried figs, if most people have already pressed the dried figs into barrels, that means we're talking about there was a gemar malocha already. So now over here, it's not going to make a difference whether I give up on them or mafka them or not, because since rove people have already done gemar malocha, hefker will not work. Hefker is only going to work as a heter if it's before gemar malocha. Therefore, you're chayav imlav potter. Okay, there's a lot to talk about here. Matzah pilchei tveila. If you find portions of cake pressed figs, then chayav you're obligated. Biyadua shemidavar gomer. We know that it's nigmar malachto, so you're going to be chayav take maizes. Hakaruben. What about carobs?
So actually, why can't you assume that the maizes is taken off already? I mean, if they're already somewhat gemar malacha, then somebody would have taken off maizes.
I think we're talking about where you find it.
You found it. You found it in a way that
you found it by the wayside. Although they are hefker, yeah. So you want to know why he wouldn't. No, these have not been pressed. You're finding them at a time where they've already been pressed, but these have not been pressed. Otherwise, it wouldn't end up in the street, right?
But nothing to veil. It says if one found portions of a cake of pressed figs.
Let's see what it says over here. In any event, let's look at the bottom of third paragraph. In any event, where there's a majority who have already pressed their figs, the Mishnah says the figs are obligated to Maisers. Now, the Mishnah does not mean the figs are actually obligated to be tithed when they're found, since the figs were never brought into the house, their tithing obligation is not yet fully established. Rather, it means these figs are not exempt from Maisers, and that they will become obligated when they're brought home. Or you have to tithe them now if you want to have kvias.
There's another step before.
Yeah, so maybe that answers your question. It sounds like it, you can't assume maizes have been taken on these figs because they haven't ripe paying bias yet. Okay. Yeah. Okay, haruvin. What about carobs? Remember the rule with carobs? We said it, I think, I don't remember when. We said it earlier. We said the carobs, where they haven't been dried out yet, are a Michael Behema. After they're dried out, they become a Michael Adam. Okay, that's what I remember we saying. So here it says it. Actually, Kinsum L'Reish HaGag, as long as you haven't gathered them on top of the roof, meaning that they haven't finished drying, Mori Behema Behema U'Potter, you can bring it down for your animal to eat in your putter. They show Maxras HaMoser, because that's not called Nigma Malachto, because whatever your animal doesn't eat, you can put it back upstairs and have it finish drying. Amar Rabbi Yoina, so the Gemara says,
Loi, excuse me, the animal's going to eat it when it's not finished drying, is that it?
Yes. The animal will eat it when it's still moist. I don't know if I said it, we're on 26b. Amar Rabbi Yoina, Loi, Amar Ladarch. The only time we said it is figs found on a road. But if it's figs are found between my field and your field, then already, I don't give up because it's not as well traveled, and I really believe that you, being the good neighbor that you are, when you find something that belongs to me, you will return it to me. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Okay, Hazesim v'Haruvim. If olives or carobs are found on the road between the trees, they are subject to tithes. Amar Rav Yoina. You have to find the olives underneath the olive tree, and you have to find the carobs underneath the carob tree. If you find the olives underneath the carobs and the carobs underneath the olives, then it's not stated neither the olives nor the carobs are subject to tithes in this case. 11.
How'd they get there? The wind blew them.
So they dropped them.
If the fruits were not found beneath their own tree, there's no way to establish their source. In that case, the owner certainly despairs of retrieving them. He doesn't know where they are. So they're for sure hefker. Okay? Yeah. Okay. Matcha grigress, dos rebne adam, loba batame nudrasas. What do you mean? If you find them on the road, if most people have already pressed them, what do you mean? They're pressed in the house. So if they already pressed if they already had pressed the dried figs, we should still assume that the figs in the Mishnah's case were not pressed because they're found on the roads between the fields and not around the houses. Why does the Mishnah rule that we presume to be pressed? It's like a Metzias question. Like a Baal Batasha question, you know? Amar Abun Bar Chiya, Tiftar Sharov Darsum Masanis, talking about where most people press the figs in the fields. So therefore, it's possible for it to have been fallout from that process. Okay? Now, Rav Ze'era Boy, Ve'enani Karasim Drusahi Im Ena Drusah, can't you just look at the fig and see if it's pressed or not? You can tell just looking at it. Amar Rav Shaul, Pomashi Pokas, Taka Sangalga Bahi Drusah. Sometimes a fig bursts out from under the pressing wheel, and it's considered to have been pressed, v'hi niras she'ena drusa, but it looks like it has not been pressed. Pomshar regal dorasta v'hi ena drusa, sometimes the footsteps on it, v'hi niras kedrusa, it looks like it's pressed. Basically, this is just a Metzias question. Sometimes it looks like it's pressed, sometimes it doesn't look like it's pressed. We don't know. I call it, it's depressing. Okay. The Gemara, you know, sometimes you look at a person's face you can look like they were pressed, you know? The Gemara concluded, before this last question, that the Mishnah must be interpreted referring only to a place where people ordinarily press figs in the field. Okay, now he said, Rove. On Rav Lazar, Hadad the Tamer, B'makum, Shekul on Darsum Asas. Rav Lazar said, Rove is not enough, it has to be everybody presses it in the field. Only in such an area would the Mishnah say that the found figs must be tied. Of a makom sherov darsam besaris, if most people do it, then oisan hamiyot shedarsam abayis, oisan hamiyot hasin ledros mitzdarfin. Then you have a minority who do in the house, a minority who have not yet pressed yet in the fields. So they will combine, and you are not required to bring maestros. Let's go to 27a.
Certainly not correct statistically.
Let's not worry about the statistics right now. Meet and a meet, and that's Mitzarif. 27a, this is very fascinating Gemara. I want to end with this. Very good, very, very interesting Gemara. Is Tani Tani, that the Mishnah said that when you're drying calves on the roof, as long as you haven't gathered them to a pile, you can feed them to your animal. The Gemara is explaining why the Mishnah did not state whether the owner himself wants to eat the calves without tithing. Now, I explained it already. I said that because it's not roi l'achilo, because it's not dried out for a person. But the Gemara is taking a whole different approach here. The Gemara says the reason why the Mishnah doesn't give an example of where you're taking the carob for your own benefit is because in shivchay shal tam chacham liyos ochel mashuk. This is not keeping with the dignity of a tam chacham to eat in public. So therefore, the tam chacham will never take the carobs off the roof and then take them down and start eating them in front of everybody.
Yeah, why can't he take them down and eat
them? He could, you're right, he could. In fact, he probably could. Kahada, as we see in the following incident, Reb Lazar b'Reb Shimon have a b'shuka, he was eating, Reb Lazar b'Reb Shimon was eating in the street. Chamsei Reb Meir saw him. Malay, sir, Meir said to him, b'shuka ad ochel, you're eating in the marketplace. Uvatal Garme and Reb Lazar Reb Shimon stopped eating there. Very fascinating over here. It says in footnote 3 to take a look at Tosfos and Kedushin and Rosh and Kedushin and Kesef Mishnah Hilchos Eidos. I didn't get a chance to look up all the other places, but I did see the Kesef Mishnah and Hilchos Eidos, chapter 11, Halacha Hey. The Rambam says, very interesting Lashon over there. The Rambam says, the halacha is over there. Mishnah loba mikra, loba mishnah, loba darach eretz. He's not minayishov. And the Gemara explains, that's the way we paskin. He's not kashal eidus because he's not a talmud chacham. Rambam writes, he's for sure going to be over halachas, and a dayan who accepts eidus from such a person, he's moitzi mamon miyisrael al pi eidus rishayim. That's a very strong language over there. If you're not min hayishuv, you're a rasha. Okay, very interesting. And then the Rambam says that therefore a talmud chacham is becheskas kosher. And Amar Haaretz says becheskas posel. And on the other hand, the Rambam also says, and those who eat in the shuk and they're not makbid on their covet and they eat food in the shuk are also posel eidus. Also posel eidus. So there's a Kesem Mishnah that discusses some details about this halacha. Very, very interesting. The question of whether we're talking about eating. Some people say it means you're eating lechem in the street, but if you're eating peiros, it's not a problem. Others say it's even peiros also a problem. And they try to bring a riot from this Gemara. Here we're clearly talking about peiros.
Is a god like a shuk? I mean, this seems like his personal god again.
Right. So what's the whole thing here?
Is
like,
a
what?
Restaurant a shuk?
Public
place.
You're right.
Well, just out of curiosity, going back to this crew, you know, this whole concept of this carob, the carob rather, isn't it the shot that it really takes 70 years to develop?
For a carob tree, once it's planted, to start developing fruit, there seems to be a medrash like that story of. He saw Afu Razak in Echad who was planting. Who are you planting it for? It's never going to be for you. It won't be for me. It'll be for my child, just like my father planted it for me.
Right,
the famous story.
Now, number two is that if we're saying here it's Michael Behema, so then a person who's eating it, it's considered to be a Roy anyway, by definition.
You're right. It would be Michael Aray. And the question is, why did the Mishnah not give that as an example? That was the deal.
Right.
That was
the
a deal.
Eating in public. That's the,
that's the answer, correct.
But it's interesting, though, that you would think just eating on the side of the road, that kind of stuff, is not really public. I mean, what's the definition? What exactly is the definition?
What is the definition of public? Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Three people.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, that's Hilchus Yichud. Yeah.
That's not a
that's
joke.
Far Hesia. I told you the story with Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky already. A couple of times from my son Yehuda. He munned him. He was walking across the parking lot drinking a coffee in Philadelphia. I'm not going to say the story anymore. I said it enough times already.
I read it in the
Yatet. You read it in Yatet.